tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Of the road this morning. Aaron is out, and guess where I am? I am sitting in the nerve center of Montana Talks. I'm here in the studio, but I am in the producer's room. I'm in here with Caden, and he's got me on the other side of the board right here. So we're going to have some special SOPs here this morning for callers. For callers, when you call in, because I'm right here with Caden, and he's got to screen you. He's got to pick up the call and talk to you. What's going to happen is when people call in, he's immediately going to put you on hold. And then at the breaks, and we've got some good breaks in here, you know, 2 or 3 minutes sometimes or even more. That's when he's going to talk to you and then put you in the queue to then talk on the air. All right. So if you call in and you just, you probably get put right on hold, then that's what you know. Hold on. I'm getting a comp check here from Caden. Are we good to go there, Caden? All right. Good deal. We are playing it fast and loose here this morning. Aaron Flint is out, and he's going to come back to you at the 8 a.m. hour live from the field. The studio is just John Jackson and Caden talking to you here as the dynamic duo. He is literally like 3 feet away from me. I can reach over here and touch him. Oh my God, he just took off his shirt. Oh, no, we're not doing this. No, Caden, no. I had enough sexual harassment from Travis before. I don't need it any from you. And so, speaking of that, he's got me with this, I don't know, this like phallic microphone here. I don't have the regular headset this morning. Just got, you know, you remember the Rush Limbaugh EIB golden microphone? That's what I'm staring at right now. But anyway, for you guys calling in, that's the rules of the road. Remember, 406-294-0970. That's going to be the number to call. Make sure and call in this morning. And you know what? We got a whole lot of stuff to talk about this morning. And we have specifically some Montana people to talk about this morning. Because, you know, with the brutal assassination, the political assassination of our friend Charlie Kirk the other day, we've got public figures right here in Montana wishing him dead, celebrating his death. And I tell you something right now, folks, we're done putting up with this. We have listened to this hate and violence from the left for too many years, for too long, and we're not putting up with it. There's some famous accounts out here across the country that are exposing these people, and we're going to read you the news of their exposure. This is not going to happen anymore, and by God, it's not going to happen here in Montana. Okay? We'll be right back here in just a minute with more Montana Talks.
Here's a look at your Montana weather. For Billings and Bozeman, with a mix of clouds and sun and some scattered showers and storms today, especially in the afternoon. High temperature readings will range from the mid-70s in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, still looking at a few showers and storms around the area, especially early on. Temperatures headed back into the mid-40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. Still seeing some showers and storms Saturday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
Securing America.
As America held 9/11 remembrance ceremonies, attention was paid to the continuing lessons of that day and the challenges moving forward. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth spoke during the event at the Pentagon.
As I speak, hostile elements plot to curb our power and slaughter our people in our homeland, in our hemisphere, and halfway around the globe. Not everyone needs to wear a uniform, but some of us do.
The secretary also spoke about the next generation of Americans and our collective responsibility.
Prepare them to defend this nation by the ballot, the wallet, and when necessary, the cloth of our country.
Which he admits will become more difficult as more time passes since the September 11th attack.
It will soon live only in the history books for our youngest. We must teach our children that the price of freedom we love is eternal vigilance.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Coming up on Friday's show, I'm going to be set up inside the Canyon Club at Washington Grizzlies Stadium on the University of Montana campus, right in the middle of their military alumni reunion. We've got some incredible guests that are going to join us on the show. 20 years ago, this past August, Lieutenant Josh Hyland gave his life for us, for this country. We're going to remember him and more Friday's Montana Talks.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Well-Being, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We are back now, and we have breaking news for you. Breaking as of not even, I have 19 seconds ago. President Trump appearing on Fox and Friends this morning, actually appearing live, has stated that the suspect in the assassination of Charlie Kirk has been caught. And he is saying that with a high degree of certainty. That is President Trump's exact quote, with a high degree of certainty. They have him in custody. And he is also saying, I will quote this to you right here, that a minister involved with law enforcement got the assassin's father to turn the shooter in. And apparently, according to President Trump, they drove into police headquarters, and he is there now. That is all we have as of right now. As far as I know, for breaking news, we have not been given a name of this guy yet. I'm sure you all saw his picture that came out from the surveillance cameras there yesterday in Utah. It looks like a young man, probably college age. But that's all we have on him now. We just believe he is in custody. Sounds like, I don't think President Trump would say something like that if it wasn't true. The confusing thing about it was you had several people that I saw who were initially taken into custody right then and there, right there at the spot on the scene during the chaos the other day that people thought were the shooter, that turned out they weren't. And I'm getting information that if you guys saw the video, there was an elderly man who was immediately grabbed up and he was yelling things, but it turns out this guy might be a nut. But anyway, right here, right now, it looks like, ladies and gentlemen, we got him. And for all of y'all that didn't see that video, I want you to go see it. You probably won't see it out here on your mainstream network news because it's going to be too graphic for them to show. So get up on X, get up on Twitter, go to my account at PVTJokerUS and watch it. And why am I telling you to do that? Because you need to stare at this. You need to look at it and not turn away and see the brutal violence inflicted on a Christian man by these left-wing psychos just for what he stood for, just for what he believed. If you ever watched Charlie Kirk, he was the gentlest, most kindest young man you'd ever seen in your life. And what did he specialize in? He specialized in sitting down with young people, this nation's young people, and having very, very cordial, reasonable debates with them. No shouting, no screaming, no hate speech, no none of that. He just sat down and talked to them, let them talk to him, and they exchanged ideas. And what did he get for that? Here in 2025 in the United States of America, he got assassinated for it. And I'll tell you something right now, guys. I don't know about you. I am absolutely done with all of this. And what I expect to see right now, what I demand from our government is war. I demand that our government right now, under President Trump, declare a national emergency against this leftist, communist violence in our streets that we have been putting up with since at least 2016. What is that? 9 years we have been tolerating and the victims of almost nonstop violence from these people. BLM, Antifa, the climate nutters, the Palestinian wacko domestic terrorists, the tranny shooters. It is almost nonstop from these people. I got the list right here of the last, what do we got here? That's 9 of these shooters, these wacko shooters, all of them from the left, every single one of them. And almost all of them, these tranny freaks. We should not have to tolerate this anymore in the United States. What do you think right now Joe Biden and his government would have done? You don't have to think about it. You know what they did. From one little riot at the Capitol on January 6th, where nobody was even killed, where there were no weapons involved, what did they do? They declared war on conservatives. They used that to go and say that white nationalism and white supremacy was the number one domestic problem in the United States. And they took that out to Catholic churches. They took that to school boards. They came at us with everything they had. That's what needs to happen right now from the Trump administration. Because you know what? This is not fake. We have real violence happening right here. And it has to stop. We demand that it stop right now.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Rioters who attacked the Capitol on January 6, 2021 were pardoned by President Trump, and many now want compensation for what they believe was unfair prosecution. A proposal put forward by a lawyer for the rioters believed they're owed reparations by the federal government. On his first day back in office, the president granted clemency to those who stormed the Capitol. Despite now being free, the rioters now want financial restitution. A lawyer for the rioters, Mark McCloskey, stated during a public social media meeting that he recently met with senior officials at the Justice Department and proposed a plan to establish a special panel that would award financial damages to the rioters. It's inspired by the appointment of a special master to disperse funds to victims of the September 11th terrorist attacks. It would review rioters' cases individually and assign them amounts based on the harms they claim to have suffered from the federal government. McCloskey became known nationwide when he pointed an AR-15-style rifle at social justice protesters outside his home in St. Louis in the aftermath of the murder of George Floyd. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hi. Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, this morning, we want to kick things off welcoming in two new affiliates to our Western Ag Network team, KMAX and KCLX out of Colfax, Washington. We certainly appreciate your commitment to serve farmers, ranchers, and rural America, like all of our other great affiliates, which, by the way, now stands at 128 in 11 states. Well, according to the American Lamb Board, total lamb sales have increased significantly, including strong consumer demand. In the second quarter of 2025, dollar sales increased by nearly 18%, and volume sales grew by over 12% compared to the same period a year ago. Over the past year, both dollar sales and the volume of lamb sold have experienced significant growth, with increases of 10.9% and 11.2%, respectively. ALB member and Montana rancher Dave McEwen says this is some excellent news.
It's positive. Our demand is going through the roof. And I'd say the biggest problem we're having is distribution. People still want to know where to buy American lamb. When we took on Walmart 4 months ago, things started to really straighten out and go. Kroger's, of course, in our part of the country, and I can't say about Bounty's. A lot of mom and pop shops are showing up, butcher shops, the old traditional butcher shop, and lamb is becoming more available to anyone that wants it, American lamb.
And without exception, virtually every retail cut of American lamb witnessed an increase in both dollar sales in pounds sold. For more information about the lamb checkoff, producers can always visit lambboard.com. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
At Ag West, we know ag financing like you know office hours are all the hours. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag, and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. You can find us anytime, day or night, at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer. Equal housing lender.
Ranchers, get real tools to grow your operation and keep it thriving by attending the Expanding Markets Conference coming up September 30th through October 2nd in Helena. It isn't just talk either. It's hands-on work, sessions with market buyers, industry experts like Ray Archuleta, and fellow ranchers who are making regenerative grazing pay. Learn how to capture premiums, build connections, and discover new opportunities. Plus a tour of the Mannix Ranch to see regenerative practices in action. Less talk, more action. Register at WesternSustainabilityExchange.org. Well, USA Pulses, the leading voice for U.S. grown dry peas, lentils, chickpeas, and dry beans, welcomed this week's Make America Healthy Again strategy focus on increasing access to nutritious whole foods that can help solve today's most pressing health challenges. USA Pulses CEO and Washington farmer Tim McGreevy said, "Getting more pulses on the plates is an easy and delicious way to make America healthier." In fact, during the USA Pulses Summit held in Spokane in July, the group set a lofty goal to double production and demand by the year 2030. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
There we go. We are back here on Montana Talks. And in case you guys missed the breaking news that we broke right here, thanks to some of my friends out there on X, we broke right here as of just a couple of minutes ago that apparently, according to President Trump himself, the Kirk shooter has been caught and apparently looks like might have turned himself in thanks to a local minister who spoke with the man's father and got them to turn himself in. But like I said, that is breaking news as of just minutes ago. So hopefully that holds up here in the next hour. I'm sure we'll get everything coming out here in the next hour. Name, all of that good stuff. For right now, we got on line one. We already got the callers. We already got the call board lit up this morning behind this. On line one, we have Niz. Okay, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Caden's over here going two. Okay, on line two, we have Rhonda in Texas. Morning, Rhonda.
Good morning, John. I just wanted to say spot on with everything you just said before the break. And I wanted to point one other thing out. Part of me blames the GOP in D.C. for this as well. They have been playing footsies with the Democrats for so long, turning their eyes away from what they've been doing in this country. And what I've been seeing is for people on our side, especially in Congress, calling for a tone down of the rhetoric. There's only one side killing people for their beliefs, and it's not us. I am so glad that they caught this lunatic, and I hope they give him the death penalty. But Republicans have got to start doing something. Our leaders are not protecting us. Half the time, I don't even think they care. But this is only going to get worse. And unless there are real consequences, like you stated earlier, this will keep happening. I believe you said before on our spaces that this is like a narco-terrorism, and I agree with you. It's like the lunatics are running this country. And we cannot have this happen anymore. We cannot. I am furious and I am heartbroken. And I don't like where this goes from here. We have to have accountability right now, today. Thank you.
Yeah, at 100%, Rhonda. Thank you very much for the call. And we're coming up to the Fox News break here, and we are going to get in back into this here in just a second. That is a dead on. We have been turning the other cheek and reaching out with the olive branch for 20 years. That's all over. Charlie Kirk was the guy that wanted to have a conversation with you guys, and you killed him. Guess what? 100%. Guess what? You're talking to the other guy now, and that guy's me. We are right back. We had Rhonda there on line two, and now we've got on line three, we got Scott in Bridger.
Hey, thanks for taking my call tonight. I just had one quick thing to say. I don't think violence is the way to go about this.
Nobody called for violence, I mean, Scott. Nobody called for
violence. No, and I understand. And I understand, but I think that the way that you're presenting it is going to force people, it's going to push people to violence. I don't think violence is the way that Charlie Kirk would have wanted this played out. We just commemorated the 24th year of 9/11. I was there. I lost friends when the towers fell. So I know that loss. And I understand that Charlie Kirk was assassinated for speaking his mind and trying to open dialogue between the other side. But is violence really the way we need to stand for ourselves and stand for our rights, but do we really need to push it that far?
Thank you for the call, Scott. And once again, I'll repeat, apparently he didn't hear me the first two times I said it, so I'll say it for a third time. Nobody called for violence here. And if you want to go back and listen to what I said, you can hear it on the On Demand podcast. What I said was, we need our government right now to go to war with these people. And by war, I mean they need to be rooted out, every bit of their money, every bit of their crime, every bit, everything they are doing right now has to get drug out into the light, into the sunshine, and all of them need to go to jail for this crap. Okay? Do you guys realize there are hundreds of billions of our tax dollars out here right now floating around to all these dark money NGO groups that is funding all of this terrorism and all of these riots and all of this lawfare and is housing all of the illegals, all of it. Everything is being funded with your tax money. All of this leftist violence and this leftist rhetoric that we have put up with since 2016 has got to get drug out into the sunshine and exposed and thrown in jail. Like I said a minute ago, okay, Charlie Kirk was the last guy that wanted to talk to these people, wanted to have a decent civil conversation with them. And guess what? They blew his neck out with a high-powered rifle, okay? We're not talking anymore. You are talking to the other people now. You are talking to us right now, and we ain't having it anymore. We're done.
It stands the test of time.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, I got some good news for you guys. What we want to see behind this recent assassination, what we were calling for right here on this program this morning, President Trump just broke news once again on Fox and Friends this morning, in which he says, and I'll quote, he is going to investigate George Soros funding violent, disruptive left-wing agitators and protesters. And President Trump's quote is, I think it's a RICO case against him and other people. And let me tell you something right now. You do that case correctly and under the guise of RICO, and you will take out a swath of these criminals in this country like you can't believe, because it will sprawl. It will sprawl outside of George Soros to a whole lot of these other people if they do it correctly. And that's exactly the kind of thing that I want to hear this morning. Exactly what we were calling for this morning. Now we have on line one, Niz. Niz, good morning. Can you hear us now?
Hi, John. I can. And, you know, I couldn't agree with you and President Trump more about wanting the White House to declare war on this scourge. And I've even noticed a significant amount of people now demanding the Trump administration designate groups like Antifa, BLM, the trans Antifa terrorists, many of the radical Islamic groups as domestic terrorist organizations. And they absolutely should. But the one thing most people don't know is that while U.S. law defines what domestic terrorism is, it doesn't actually provide a mechanism to formally designate entire groups. In other words, you can charge an individual for domestic terrorism, but we do not have group designations like we do for foreign terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda or the Taliban or now the cartels. So it's an abomination and a disgrace that we don't. In fact, it's the main reason we're in this mess, because our government has allowed these leftist animals to foment violence, to organize, and to spread into every inch of American life. So if the Trump administration is serious about beginning to fight these modern-day Nazis, communists, Islamists, these radicals, they need to declare this moment a national emergency and begin working with the DOJ and the State Department to craft laws to label these groups as domestic terrorists.
Yeah, that is a very good point, Nez, and I did not know that, but you know, it actually makes sense that they don't have a way to name domestic terror groups and go after them domestically under the law. And you know what? It makes perfect sense. You know why? Because we as the United States, for almost all of our history, have had good enough, honest enough law enforcement that we never had to deal with this. This never got going. We arrested these people and sent them to jail before it ever got going. But now 16 years of these people fomenting this stuff right here on our soil, now we do have it. And they're going to have to be dealt with under criminal statutes, things like RICO and continuing criminal enterprise.
That's right, because, I mean, if what we're seeing over the last couple of days, we're watching the left in America, shockingly, publicly celebrate the death of Charlie Kirk in ways that are very much mirroring how the pro-Hamas crowd wildly celebrated over the October 7th Hamas slaughter. So there's something incredibly disturbing now about seeing teachers, professors, doctors, librarians, military members, all of these normal American citizens on the left are now behaving openly in the same way Hamas supporters are. So we don't just have these fringe elements on the left any longer. We have Americans who look normal, who appear normal, who have normal jobs, but now they're aligning themselves with domestic terrorists. This is a problem. This is a national security problem. So it's urgent that no time is wasted by the Trump administration on this issue.
Absolutely. And we got a couple of them right here in Montana that we're going to talk about here in a minute. And, you know, the founders made sure that we had almost absolute free speech. And you really do in this country, other than making threats, making violent threats. You have pretty much free. You can hate and lie and all these other things, and you're free to do that. But guess what? You're not free from the consequences of it. And that's what we've gotten away from this in this country, particularly with social media. Like famous quote by Mike Tyson out there. He said people have gotten way too comfortable disrespecting other people without fear of a punch in the mouth. Now, of course, that that little phrase right there is a perfect analogy of everything these people need to start feeling.
Yeah, I mean, if we give the left time to breathe and regroup, just like terrorists in the Middle East, they will regroup and they come back stronger. So we have the momentum now. We see that this has woken up Americans. That the fact that this execution happened in front of every American's eyes, people are angry and they've had enough. So we have to push back quadruple hard on this right now while we have the momentum.
Absolutely, 100%. Thank you very much for the call, Niz. We've got them stacked up here this morning. We have on line four, we've got Kat in eastern Montana. Morning, Kat.
Good morning, John, and thank you so much for being on this morning. My purpose of the call is, yeah, we have freedom of speech, don't we? But just like you made the point with Niz, there are consequences for your freedom of speech. Tonight on my Montana Politics Spaces, we are going to have a very interesting debate about freedom of speech. So I suggest people come and take a listen to that. But what I wanted to do, as you know, because I'm investigating Cascade County and I'm also investigating DPHHS in Montana, I'd like to point out Chief Leathers, who is an employee at the Department of Health and Human Services in Montana out of Great Falls, Cascade County, And he made a comment online that says, Charlie Kirk was a white nationalist who doesn't deserve to be remembered. Now, King Brothers, I'm not trying to suppress his freedom of speech, but like you mentioned before, there are consequences. Do we want people like this deciding, if your child's removed, how much child support you're going to pay and things of this nature? They are really revealing themselves. And when I say they, I mean exactly what Ms. was talking about. The left, the radicals. Who says that about someone that was assassinated on live television? That is unacceptable. And until we start rooting these people out and calling them on their, you know, freedom of speech, this is just going to continue on and on and on. So, John, I am driving, so I'm going to jump off so I can hear your response. I appreciate you having me on this morning, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
100%. Great call there, Kat. And guess what? We have reporting yesterday from Libs of TikTok. If you guys ever heard of her, she is a huge account out there on X and is nationally and internationally famous. Well, she reported yesterday that right here where the Montana Talk studio is, that's in Billings, Montana, we have another one of these leftist thugs that thinks that Charlie Kirk deserved to be assassinated. And guess who that is? That is Miss Nicole Gallagher Kinner. She apparently is a public defender, among other things, in Billings, Montana. And it puts out on social media the other day, he absolutely did deserve to die, among other things, she said. And she justifies it by Charlie Kirk said this and Charlie Kirk said that. So, yeah, he deserves to die. So you deserve to die for your speech? And, yeah, of course, Miss Nicole Gallagher Kinner here in Billings, Montana, as a public defender and as anybody, gets to say these things. Yes, she does. Freedom of speech. But guess what? You're not free from us talking about it either. You're not free from the other people that disagree with your hateful speech to push back on you, all right? And like I said in the opening, we have had enough of this stuff. And anybody out there that thinks now is the time to, in big quotes, come together and unite, you have not been paying attention. You have not been paying attention for the last 16 years as the communist left in this country, starting with Barack Hussein Obama, declared war on this country and all of us, our lifestyle, every single way they could. And boy, if you haven't seen it for the last 4 years under that old vegetable Joe Biden, you just need to sit down and be quiet. Because you have no idea what you're talking about. Sit down and be quiet, and the men in the room will take care of this, okay?
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I'm going to be coming up on my 30 complete years on Fox, starting my 31st year in October. A lot has happened. Fatwas, white powder, all of it. I just don't talk about it on the air. This is not new, and it's not going to stop those of us that feel strongly about our views. They're not going to silence us. They're not going to intimidate us. And that is part of the goal of the radical left. And we're going to win in the arena of ideas because we have better ideas. And we're going to fight. And we're going to learn. And we're going to fight smart. And we're not going to be like that. We don't have to be like that.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today. Right here.
When was the last time you bragged about your wireless company? Like, did you know my wireless company gave away 1,000 American flags to deserving veterans and forgave $10 million in veterans debt? Did you know that my wireless company raised almost $500,000 to prevent vet suicide? In other words, when your wireless company is pure talk, there's a whole lot to brag about. You can even brag about the coverage you get with Pure Talk. They use the same 5G network, the same cell towers as all the big carriers. And guess what? The average family saves over $1,000 a year. You can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of data, $25 a month. That's saving everybody a fortune. Make the switch. It's simple, fast, easy. Just dial #250, say the keyword, save now. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, keyword, save now, from our friends at Pure Talk.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sun and some scattered showers and storms today, especially in the afternoon. High temperature readings will range from the mid-70s in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, still looking at a few showers and storms around the area, especially early on. Temperatures headed back into the mid-40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. Still seeing some showers and storms Saturday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trobley.
It's a memorial 5 years in the making. After the tragic loss of two tow truck operators near Columbus, Montana, the first responder and tow truck community jumped into action to honor the fallen. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We got a chance to catch up with Lori Tribble with the Montana Tow Truck Association. Plus, we've got some incredible photos of that new memorial in Three Forks. Check it out, MontanaTalks.com, or if you've got the app on your phone, you'll see it there. Hi.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Powerful spokesman for his generation.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlocki.
In the 1700s, the British Navy adopted the practice of firing a harmless shot across the bow of an opposing ship to warn of imminent danger if their opponent continued on its current course. This week, the Montana Family Foundation fired a shot across the bow of Montana's public schools. In the past few years, we've received numerous complaints by parents of students being allowed to use the restrooms and showers of the opposite sex. When we approached the schools, we were told by administrators that their hands were tied by an edict from the Biden administration that said Title IX required them to allow students to use the facilities of the gender with which they identified rather than their biological sex. In a letter to school principals, school boards, and the Montana School Boards Association, the Montana Family Foundation is putting schools on notice that the definition of sex discrimination changed with an executive order signed by President Trump entitled Defending Women from Gender Ideology Discrimination and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government. As a result, the Department of Education restored the original protections for female students that were included in Title IX. They then went a step further. The Departments of Education, Justice, and Health and Human Services all implemented task forces to track down and defund school districts that were not compliant. They began with five school districts in Northern Virginia, then went after the Denver Public School District. Our letter to Montana school administrators clarifies the current policy, the financial risks of non-compliance, and the fact that we will be monitoring individual schools through our vast statewide network of supporters. It's our sincere hope that this proverbial shot across the bow will be enough and that no actual enforcement actions will be necessary. If you know of any schools that allow students to use opposite-sex restrooms or showers, that allow boys who identify as girls to compete on girls' sports teams, or that use sex education materials that contain woke, transgender, or gender ideology themes, please call our office. All of this is now illegal and places federal funding for schools at risk. You can download a copy of this letter from our website at montanafamily.org. Now, shifting gears to a week filled with anger, grief, and heartache, we mourn the assassination of our good friend Charlie Kirk. I first met Charlie years ago at an event in Washington, D.C., even before the founding of Turning Point USA. He then came to Montana and served as the keynote speaker at two of our fall banquets. I recall one afternoon when he and I spent a couple of hours in a small coffee shop in Bozeman that specialized in gluten-free desserts. Charlie was gluten intolerant and made it a point to sample every one of those pastries. He thought he'd hit the jackpot. God's word says that if you're faithful with little, you'll be given more. Charlie faithfully shared God's word as it relates to the culturally relevant issues of our day with small groups, and eventually found himself on the national and international stage. He was fearless, bringing the simplicity of God's truth to counter the irrational lunacy now prevalent on so many college campuses. He was smart, articulate, and a powerful spokesman for his generation. In a tribute to Charlie, the Montana Family Foundation is honored to co-sponsor a rally today, Friday, at noon on the steps of the Montana Capitol. It's our chance to celebrate his legacy and a short life well-lived. Once again, that's today at noon on the steps of the Montana Capitol. We hope to see you there. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslaffy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
And there we go. That's going to lead us right up to the top of the hour. But to repeat the breaking news, the Kirk assassin has apparently been talked into turning himself in there in Utah. He is apparently in custody, according to numerous news outlets now, and according to President Trump himself. And we will get into this more in the 7 o'clock hour. And we got a lot of things to talk about here, folks. A lot of hard stuff to talk about.
Ah, is this how you feed a hamster?
I think so.
Is my homework right?
I think so.
Is this milk still good?
I think so.
When it comes to parenting, sometimes it's okay to think you know. But when it's something as important as your child's car seat, don't just think. Know. Double check if your child is in the right seat for their age and size. It'll help protect them in a car crash. Don't just think. Know by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right? You think different, talk different. But if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.